What's up, everybody? My name is Ryan Celli, and you are listening to Celli Talks Volleyball. So it's been a while since I've done one of these episodes, so I figured I would just kind of do one now. I ended up coaching this past season over at Melrose High as an assistant coach, and I'm just going to say that it was an amazing experience coaching over there with some amazing coaches and some even more amazing student athletes. We ended up finishing the season 19-4. We ended up losing to Newton North and Westboro, who won Divisions 1 and 2, respectively. We lost to Canton in the tournament, who ended up losing to Westboro in the D2 final. And we ended up losing to Belmont earlier in the season, our second match of the season, I believe. So, it was a pretty solid season. We ended up winning the league. That was pretty cool. And had some great players to coach. So that was really awesome. So someone the other day asked me, what did I learn coaching over at Melrose High? And I really didn't know what to say in the moment. I know that I've thought about it before and I kind of think about it a fair bit, but I actually ended up listing off three things. And I sent this person a text. This person's close to me. It's not my father. This person's close to me. And I actually told them what I learned. So I was able to list three things in Melrose that I learned, and I sent them to this person. First off, I learned that Melrose has a culture of consistency. Every single day was the same thing, repeating that same thing over and over again. What I mean by that is that you master one thing 100 times instead of trying 100 things one time. And number two, I wrote that the emphasis on culture and having everyone on the team being bought in was also something that I learned can really make a team. And over in Melrose, they have goals every single year. Everyone buys into those goals, and it just makes coaching a lot easier and makes it a lot better. And three, I wrote that lastly, the environment program in Melrose that Melrose Volleyball creates is like no other that I've seen. And I think that comes with the buy-in that everyone has in Melrose. And it's not just the coaches and the kids. It's actually everybody in the volleyball community over in Melrose is bought into what we're trying to do. Everyone understands their roles. Everyone understands the goal of the team and the program. And that really makes the program gel and really makes the program a success. And as successful as it has been over the last 20 or so years, that's actually just a real positive. So I'm super grateful for what I've learned over there. And I hope to continue to learn as I'm growing in my coaching career. So another thing that I did over this weekend was I actually watched the NCAA Volleyball Regional Finals. So I ended up watching all four matches. And I'm actually just going to preview the semifinal matchups. So we got Pitt versus Nebraska. And we also have Wisconsin versus Texas. So to get to these matchups, Pitt actually reverse swept Louisville to win their region to go to Tampa to face Nebraska, who put away a very gritty and tough Arkansas team 3-1 to punch their ticket. So Pitt has two players that I really noticed in their matchup against Louisville. They have a really good setter in Rachel Fairbanks and a great pin in their freshman right side, Olivia Babcock, who I would say started very slowly against Louisville but took over as the match progressed. And then Nebraska has probably the youngest team remaining in the tournament. They are the number one team in the country. They got pretty much freshmen in a lot of their spots, but they also get veteran leaders like their libero, Lexi Rodriguez, and their right side, Merritt Beeson. So each team will probably look to use those right sides as their first options. I would say that would come down to the team defense in each group. And in that aspect, I think Nebraska has a slight advantage, so I'm actually going to take them to win 3-1 in what I think should be a competitive four sets. And then our second matchup of the day, we got Wisconsin versus Texas. Wisconsin comes in after beating a strong Oregon team 3-1, and Texas comes in as the only non-number one team after beating Stanford 3-1. So Wisconsin has a very dominant outside in Sarah Franklin and a dominant right side in Anna Smrek, and Texas comes in with a very dominant outside in Madison Skinner, and I would say one of the best middles in the country in Asia O'Neill. These four can pretty much take over a match at any given moment. And like that first match I talked about, I believe this one will probably come down to team defense. Wisconsin showed more of that to me against Oregon than Texas did versus Stanford. However, I think Texas's blocking is superb, and so maybe that's not why I didn't see it as much. With that, I'm going to take Wisconsin and win 3-2. And I think that Nebraska-Wisconsin, they split in the year. Nebraska winning the first match 3-2 at Nebraska, and then they traveled to Wisconsin late in the season, and Wisconsin ended up sweeping them. So I honestly don't know who's going to win that final match, if that's the final match that happens. I will take Nebraska. They've been my pick the entire season. Anyone who knows me and I've talked to about volleyball knows that I've been riding Nebraska the entire season. So I'm going to stick with my pick and say that Nebraska will beat Wisconsin in the final, even though that matchup hasn't been set yet. If that matchup isn't set, maybe I'll have to do a little update to this episode and just make a new pick for the final. So lastly, I just want to talk about the future of coaching for me. So I will say that there are some things on the horizon that I am working on, not just in the high school coaching scene, but other things I'm trying to do. And I'm looking forward to hopefully sharing that information with you sometime in the near future. So without further ado, this has been Chelly Talks Volleyball. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe, everybody. Peace.